Just 3 months ago, I was sitting here making my blog up, and I was reporting that I'd just broke my Achilles tendon running across the dual carriageway off my motorbike. Well, that seems a long time ago now. I'm almost walking without a limp, and I'm happy to report that I'm off to the Caribbean tomorrow. Time was when you had to go there in a boat, and it took you months. The upside was that you arrived brown, and you didn't have to worry about getting sunburnt. You didn't look like a lobster, and you were hard and tough as well. Those were the days. Right now I'm going in an aeroplane with a crowd of guys who want to improve their yachting. Not a bad job, eh? Pretty pleased about that. And it makes a real change, because it's so miserable and grey here, and I've been working on my boat with the lads and finding out a few issues, which we're sorting out one way and another. But really, the thing is to get to the Caribbean as quickly as possible. It's been fun packing my bag. When we go on the boat, I just chuck everything in, really. It's a bit like going away in the car. You don't even think about it. You just bung everything on board, because a heavy displacement boat, the amount of stuff you put on has no issue whatsoever. Light displacement boat, of course, you worry about that sort of thing. The racers even break the handles off their toothbrushes, but not me. We just whack it all in there. But going on the aeroplane, you have to be a bit careful. So I've been a bit mean about the tools I'm carrying. I didn't really fancy going on a charter boat without taking some tools, because in the past I've been on boats where people have said, oh no, no, if you have a problem, just call us and we'll come and solve your troubles for you. Well, I've got special dispensation with this boat to go outside the British Virgin Islands to where the dragons roar, and we're actually probably going to go across to the Windward Islands, which will be a bit of a thrash actually, and probably overnight. So I don't want to be on a boat with no tools, so we're taking our own. That's weighed my bag up, and suddenly every pound counts, so I've been out over the kitchen scales weighing my spanners. Yeah, well, that's about the end of the story now. Not a lot to report. I'll post this and get on to you again when I get back from the West Indies. There'll be lots to talk about then, because I'm interested to see what the place is like. I haven't really been for 20 years. I went with some clients. I've been with clients two or three times, actually, in that period, but you don't really get a good look at it. But this time, with the boys, we're going to be there for 2 weeks, and we're only doing pretty basic sailing, so we'll be going ashore a fair amount, and I'm very, very interested to see what it's like. I cruised it in the early 70s, and it was a different world then, I'm sure. So, well, watch this space. The pictures make it look very civilised. We'll see. Right, I'm off to catch my plane. Talk to you later.